Okay, so we're in a public hearing, and we would make note of those in attendance as Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown, Malcolm Nash, Executive Director, Casey Jukes, Clerk Auditor, Steve Wall, Clerk, or Casey Jukes is County Attorney, Steve Wall, Clerk Auditor, and Barbara Crowther, Deputy Clerk Auditor. And the purpose of this public hearing is to open the budget and to make adjustments to consider requests to provide funds in excess of those provided in the 2024 budget hearing that we had. Is there anyone that would like to make comment in a public hearing part for the budget being opened up?
I'll just say, the reason we're opening the budget is because of the senior nutrition program. So what you might want to
we need to mention that the reason that, yeah, thank you, Steve. We're opening the budget because we are now going to be taking over the senior nutrition program in the county that originally had been in the R6, which is the 6-county regional office. And so they are no longer going to be handling that program. The county will be doing that. We'll be opening up that budget to be able to be able to deal with that program and handle the expenses that come along with it. And so,
well, I have a new department, BC Nutrition, and we had one other adjustment in an error we made in our approved budget.
Okay.
An additional $3,600 to economic development.
Yeah, we have that paperwork here regarding the opening of the proposed budget and the different figures that we'll be adding into our budget. So, as expense items, okay.
May I ask questions?
Please. Yes. Okay. Maybe state your name too. So.
Kylie Boyder. I'm with the Richfield Reaper.
Okay.
So, in regards to the senior nutrition program, how many employees are you taking on, or are you taking on employees?
We're taking all of them on.
Okay.
And I believe there's 12.
12. Okay. And roughly, what type of budget are you taking on with it, or is this just to kind of determine that currently? How big is the budget for the nutrition program, or is this just a rough estimate?
For the rest of this year, it'd be
$408,000. Oh. And does this service the entire county, different regions as far as the South Sphere?
Yes, it's basically Meals on Wheels program.
Oh, okay.
Plus the meals at the center.
They do the Meals on Wheels and then also the meals at the senior centers.
The lunches
at the senior centers.
Okay.
So that's the program that we're taking on. So it serves the whole county, yes.
Okay. Very cool.
And there will still be funding from R6 that will come to the county to facilitate some of this. So the monies that R6 was getting to facilitate the senior nutrition will be run through Sevier County, so we won't lose any of those monies also.
Okay. Do we know why R6 is giving this up and we're taking this on?
You asked very good questions, and that's a good question. I think they have been making the move toward moving out of that program, thinking that the counties, where they're right with the people, might be closer fit to the people. So I think in our particular county, our county, the employees that we're picking up are very comfortable. In fact, they have some additional, they think this is a good move for them. But we'll be providing the same program that has been provided in the past. We'll be providing that with just a few maybe additional nuances, if you want to call them. So 6th County has moved out of all the other counties as well. So.
They were the only association of governments in the state that were still providing senior nutrition. They were the last one, and most of them had not been doing it for decades, and they had continued to do it, and they just felt, as Commissioner Johnson stated, that that the county might be able to help facilitate some things perhaps better than what they could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Juab County had already been out for a year or so. And the people up there are happy. They think they're getting a better service. We're all on board to do the same thing.
Oh, awesome. And I understand that you guys may be able to offer more Meals on Wheels than what was previously offered.
One thing it does do for us is it allows us, with the county being in control, we can go ask corporations and people for donations. We might can even seek some grant money, which we can extend the program. Right now, there's a cap on how many they serve with a waiting list.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for those questions.
You're welcome.
Any other comments from the public? If not, we'll close the public hearing part of our meeting.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll need a motion.